This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is Ads from the Hump Day crew, and here's another one of our podcasts. Enjoy.
You're listening to Joy 94.9. It's the Hump Day crew, and she can dance.
Into a trance.
Even prance.
So take a chance.
And check out those pants.
Are they from France?
Hey, who killed Kenny?
I think there were many at.
No, in the studio. Is it Jenny?
Maybe it's Benny, Denny, Kenny, Lenny, or Jenny.
No, it's Penny.
Good morning, Penny, from So You Think You Can Dance.
Morning. I love that. That was clever. I wanted to jump in, but I was like, oh, nah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have that quick.
Where do I go?
Yeah, yeah.
That was all night, up all night last night, just putting that together. And
we like to rhyme.
Almost rhymed.
Hump Day crew.
Yeah, we keep it simple.
Quite poetry.
Penny, thank you so much for coming in today.
It's a pleasure.
Out of the top 10 from So You Think You Can Dance this year, you're the only one who's staying in Melbourne.
Yes, I know. Melbourne's fabulous. And now I'm the outcast and everyone's moved to Sydney and apparently that's where all the work is. But I'm like, no, Melbourne's great. Surely there's, there's a booming industry here. And
logic would say if they've all gone over there, you're
then
here
take
to take
all the
business. That's
you've got
it.
The market.
I'll take the whole lot.
Clever
Forget
idea.
About the rest. Penny's in Melbourne and joking. Joking.
Now, I want to take you back a little bit and talk about So You Think You Can Dance. I was wondering, what made you audition for it this year?
Well, I was never going to audition because I auditioned last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, no. And then I think it gets to all the students saying, go on, Penny, you have to. And I was like, no, I know what it's all about. And, I watched last season and I was like, oh, okay. It's one of those things as a dancer, I think you feel like you have to audition.
Mm.
So I went and it's such a huge process getting through to the top 20. And although I never knew of that, I was like, okay, I'll just go and do all the rounds and just step by step, and it just kind of happened. So,
did you do anything different this year to last year?
Yeah, I think I was a bit scared to show myself last year, and especially stepping up to the judges. Like when I stood there last year, I was like, yes, I was really intimidated. Like I still was this year, but I was a bit more verbal diarrhea. I was like I didn't shut up. Like, I kind of...
So now you stick up to them, do you?
Not really.
Is that what you're trying to say,
dear? Jason's coming in and I'm a bit scared.
Yeah. When we mentioned earlier that he was coming in, I don't think you were quite that strong and saying...
I was like, what? It's the surprise challenge. It's not over.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you've been described as eternally positive. Now, getting knocked back last year, was it hard going in, remaining positive this year?
Nah, not really, because there's so many amazing dancers that go through the auditions that don't get through. So it just wasn't my year. And, I was just like, well, this is a fresh year. And I think my dancing hadn't changed a lot, but I'd grown up, I just wasn't as scared to show myself, and I wasn't scared to talk to the judges this time. And I think that's what they need to see. Like, they need to see people that are comfortable in their own skin. And, especially going into a really... reality TV like that. Yeah.
That's good.
Can't get it out yet.
And you're known for your jazz moves. I mean, what else did you pick up from the show, and what's your favourite one, dance move after that, or dance
Did you find
moves?
A new style that you hadn't done before?
Yeah. I'm a bit of everything. I don't even know what to call myself. I just say I'm a commercial dancer because if someone teaches me correctly, I should be able to pick it up. So a bit of jazz, a bit of hip hop. I really enjoyed the contemporary, which I haven't really done contemporary before, and I really love the ballroom. Of course, I got to work with Jason Gilkerson, so that was amazing. And everyone said that last year, oh, so great to work with him. I was like, oh, what's the, I don't get it. And then you work with him, you're like, oh my gosh, yes,
you get it.
Because he's great. So just, I love it.
Did you see Burn the Floor when it was in Melbourne?
No, I didn't. And now I'm like some big ballroom freak fan, and not really, I'm on eBay trying to buy ballroom costumes for myself. I don't know why, but I'm like,
Adam's
maybe
very
I'll
similar, actually, isn't he?
Yeah, I can lend you some of mine, actually.
Cool.
Now, a way we like to get to know our guests is we have 101 questions for you. Now, we're not going to ask all these 101 questions.
Yeah, it's going to be a long interview.
Oh, wait,
you're booked in for the whole day, aren't you, Penny?
I am now.
What we want you to do is choose a number between 1 and 101, and we'll ask you that question.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Pick a number.
25. It's the number on my cheerleading top.
How do you relax, Penny?
Coffee and reading the paper.
Coffee.
In your cheerleading top?
Nah, in leg warmers and a leotard. I'm really into leotards just in
case,
at the moment.
Just in case you have to dance at a moment. Sort
you
of
never know.
Time. You never know.
Jason Coleman could come in and say it's a surprise challenge.
Go. Anyway,
you're going to live in fear after today, aren't you?
I just don't know.
Right, next number then. Come on. One and one. 101.
77.
77. Oh, you had to ask that
Who
one.
Who wrote up this many questions?
Oh, here we go. This is actually very topical because this may link into what happened to you. What's the worst injury you've ever had?
Well, the worst injury was my knee reconstruction, which I had when I was 20. And I had to stop dancing for 12 months. Mm. But that, I believe, made me stronger to keep going because I did rehab just flat out every single day.
Yep.
But I think my circumstance was bigger. Like I fractured my rib, but the circumstance was bigger and that I had to, what I had to pull out of. Small injury, but it was a much bigger.
To your effect.
Yeah. So it was really, it was a big moment. It was hard.
How much longer were you out of action after you pulled out?
Oh, I just kept dancing to be
honest. Oh my God.
Have you got the levels all right there?
Sorry. Well, when we got the scans back, they were like, stop dancing now. You have to, I think, insurance and duty of care, which is fine. So I think they were like, stop dancing. Don't. And I was like, well, I can start teaching Gianni the dance that she had to take her from me. I can, you know. I can say, they're like, no, you can't move. Like,
wow.
It was really full on. I was locked up in a room and we're waiting for medical stuff.
But you just punched him out the way, said, move over, darling.
This is my time.
Yeah. Johnny, get here. Stay away from the rib.
but when I got out, I just, I rested a little bit, but then I just kind of kept going.
You're a trooper.
Yeah.
Well done. And lucky last, pick a number between 1 and 101.
99.
Ooh. Oh, 99. Okay, what was the last lie you told?
Last lie? I'd have to say nothing because I'm always going on to my partner about, like, honesty. Like, I'm this massive, like, I was just having a go at him.
Yeah, just because he's listening at the moment. Come on.
I was having a go at him because he told me he's a landscaper and he's got this business card he got printed. And there's this, like, a nice picture of a garden on there. And I go, you didn't do that job. Like, it looks like Turak. And he's like, yeah, I did. I did the decking. And I go, you did not. And he pretended he did. And then last night he goes, well, the picture looked good. And I'm like, I can't believe you lied and told me that you did that job. I'm like, don't tell people. They'll think you're the dodgy landscaper. I'm like, oh, my gosh. I had a go at him about, like, I can't believe you lied. Don't lie to people about that. So, like, in giving that big spiel, I'd have to say that I can't remember the last one.
Thank you very much. You're listening to the Hump Day Crew. We've got Penny in the studio at the moment, and Jason Coleman will be joining us in just a few moments' time as well. Enjoy.
Hey, this is Peter Page. Perhaps you know me as Emmett from Queer as Folk. You are listening to the Hump Day Crew on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9. You're listening to the Hump Day Crew. Ads, Ginny and the Bish. Joining us in the studio is Penny still here and Jason Coleman. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm going great, fella. How are you going today?
Very, very well.
Are you normally up at this hour, Jason?
No, I'm not a morning person at all. That's why I got into show business in the first place.
So you didn't have to do this sort of thing.
That's right. I didn't have to get out of bed.
It's not a very artistic thing to be up at this hour.
No, it's more autistic, isn't it? Well, who was thinking of that? Morning radio, what's going on?
I know.
I'm paying you guys big bucks.
It's amazing. We can't talk about it, obviously, on air.
Yes, we're under contract here.
Now, Jace, surely something you can dance is finishing. You must just be sitting around drinking cocktails by a pool.
You know, that's the big question on everybody's lips is people seem to think that when the TV show finishes that I'm doing exactly that. So I did do a couple of weeks of that in Bali. But, you know, the TV show consumes sort of four and a half months of my life now. So for the other 7.5 months, I have to make up for the 4.5 months that I've missed. And the other thing is when you do something as public as working on television is people see you doing it. So they sort of leave you alone knowing that you're busy. And then what happens is the show finishes and my phone just goes ballistic.
You know, your quiet time, they think that you're just sitting there waiting for the calls.
That's it. So
what else do you get up to then? What are you doing in the...
Well, you know, I've got the Ministry of Dance in North Melbourne, which most of the folks in Melbourne know about now. You know, it's the largest private commercial dance facility in the world. So that's a like
wow.
a mountain that we built over there that we get up and climb every day. But it's just going off in regards to dancers filling the place and a fantastic vibe in there. So that keeps me very busy. But I've got a lot of other corporate clients. I work for the Lord Mayor of Sydney on the Opera House and the fireworks spectacular for New Year's Eve up there, which is a fantastic gig. And I've got a lot of corporate clients. Seriously, there's just not enough hours in the day. We put a lot of entertainment in the Crown Casino, of course.
How big is Ministry of Dance? You've got how many classrooms?
It's an acre. It's an acre of Blue Ribbon Dance Studios. It's 4,300 and something square meters.
Wow.
My God.
Yeah, over 12 studios. Cool. And I'm really proud of it because as a dancer, and I'm sure Penny will agree, as a dancer, we spent much of our lives and sacrificing a lot of our lives rehearsing, but often in dusty old church halls and getting changed in toilets and not change rooms and things like this. And so I put all the money I've made of every pirouette and every high kick I've ever done back into dance. And here in Melbourne, which is a city that I'm really proud of and is deserving of a facility like this. So
now another thing I found out about you reading up about
here
you
we
recently,
go
here we go
digging up some dirt.
You had something to do with the Olympics in 2000.
Ah, that old chestnut.
Yeah.
the Olympics was great. It was a fantastic thing. It's about as a rewarding experience you can have as a creative person, in that no matter what I'm choreographing or directing or working on, I do it with the same way. Whether you're choreographing five drag queens in a nightclub or whether you're choreographing the Olympic Games, I sit on the end of my bed and I get the music into my head and I absorb it, and then it sort of runs in my head like a movie. That's the way I create. Everybody does a little bit differently. When you're doing that and you're sitting in the southern stand of the Stadium Australia with 130,000 people and 3.8 billion people are watching around the world, what was once just an idea in your head, it gives me shivers now. Is as bad as a rewarding experience as you can have. Seriously, this was an idea in my head. The whole world is now watching it. So that's an extraordinary thing to be a part of. Plus, it's the biggest peacetime organization in the world. And you don't really realize the power of that until you're amongst it, And then add to it incredible things like, that guy they called the eel, that couldn't swim.
Oh, yeah, Eddie, yeah, the eel. Yes,
Eddie, the eel, that's right. Add moments to it like that. And then Kathy Freeman winning the 400 meters. And, quite frankly, they put on this really annoying little sports carnival in the middle of us trying to put on an opening and closing ceremony. It sort of got away of us rehearsing a little bit. No, truly, the whole experience was just incredible,
And do you get to dance much these days?
Well, yeah, actually, I'm dancing this Sunday night on the stage in the State Theatre for the Australian Dance Awards, which is a fantastic thing for our dance community, is on this Sunday night at the State Theatre. And they came to me and asked me to put together an opening number for them. And so I asked them what was about this year, and they said they were doing a bit of a retrospective celebration. So I suggested that I could maybe call some of my colleagues and get together the original cast of Dancing Man, which was a David Atkins show that we did here in Melbourne and around the country. Started 22 years ago.
Wow. Okay.
I joined the cast about 18 months later. So myself and some other old hoofers.
25's not old, Jason.
Yeah, no, look, I don't look a day over 26, I thought. But amongst those dancers and those chorus kids that we were in those days is Kelly Abbey, the choreographer from the show, who needs no introduction, really. Jackie Howard, who owns Brent Street, the biggest studio in the country. William Forsyth, who owns another big studio. Ramon Doringo, who runs City Dance Company. Robert Sturrock, people who are now sort of leading in a lot of ways the next generation within the business. So it's going to be quite fun, all of us getting together and
dusting
all
off your pumps
again.
And throwing some shapes.
I don't dust my pumps. So.
They're already ready.
They're dusted. Pre-dusted pumps I have.
You're listening to the Hump Day Crew here on Joy 94.9. We're joined in the studio by Penny and Jason Coleman. We'll be back with more to talk about the Dance Awards and what else is happening around the world of dance in Australia.
Hi, it's Matt Workmeister here, and you're listening to my favourite neighbours, the Hump Day Crew on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, you're listening to the Hump Day Crew. We are joined in the studio by Penny and Jason Coleman from So You Can Dance.
She's back on air again.
I thought I was
with Mary Murphy.
Hot tamale train. Now, one thing I think about dancers is sometimes I feel sorry for dancers because...
Oh. Please do. No.
they need our support. Well, there's actors get a lot of attention, and we know famous actors, and we know a lot, like, in mainstream, and models and singers, but dancers, they don't seem to get as much publicity.
Yeah, we're the decorators, aren't we?
Yes, I think dancers deserve all the kudos in the world because they just work so hard. You don't understand the bruises.
Well, and the injuries. And like Penny was talking about her injuries before, and you do just keep dancing through them. You don't
You just keep doing your rehab and you just keep going and
doing your rehab.
You just pop those anti-inflammatories and you just keep going and
push on through.
I didn't know Amy Winehouse was a dancer.
Yeah.
So surely the Australian Dance Awards that you're at on Sunday, they must be really important to actually acknowledge the dancers for all the hard work that they put in.
It's a fantastic thing. I mean, you know, awards nights generally, of course, is they are what they are, sitting around celebrating yourselves as a community. But there's a certain importance to that as well, which is recognition and the fact that we are a community and the power of coming together, the solidarity and strength of that is an important thing for all communities. And I think people don't think of us I think that one of the powers of So You Think You Can Dance is people have discovered that we are a community. We dancers and the contemporary dancers, the jazz dancers, the commercial dancers, the tap dancers, all the different people out there. We don't necessarily work together all the time, but we are all one.
Yeah.
We are family.
Dancer, not a singer.
Clearly.
Yeah, stick to that, Penny, please.
And it must be nice also because Tyler and Ben are performing as well to actually have So You Think You Can Dance, because reality TV does get a bit of a hacking here and there. It's actually been included as a credible performance in the show.
Reality TV does get a bit of a hacking generally, but... I feel that So You Think You Can Dance is a refreshing change to that, and it seems to be what people tell me, you know, and I think we're a little bit sick of the reality television that we think of exploitation of reality, but whereas what we're doing here is more of a celebration of reality. And last year at the Australian Dance Awards, Jack and Reese performed Out of Mind, Out of...
Jack, Reese.
And Reese will kill me for that, and he's likely to be listening too. Jack and Reese performed, and I think even the community, and even the most jaded in the community, Meryl Tankard. Penny, would you mind just removing that chip from my shoulder? Thank you. They have to recognise that. It's called a Penny delay. Even the most jaded in the business have to realise that even though this is commercial, it's not disposable what we're doing. This is taking dance back to the people. And what you've mentioned there at the top of what you've said, fella, is that people know the dancers' names now, you know, and it hasn't been since Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers since people have known the dancers' names. And so I have one sitting next to me, Penny. Everybody knows Penny.
It has been great. I think now I have that recognition and everyone understands what I do. No one understood what it was to be a dancer, and now everyone appreciates it and looks up to it and understands it's a real thing and how hard we work, and we don't just jump up and do a little dance. Like, there's hours and hours of rehearsals and keeping fit and costume fittings and makeup and hair and tanning, and as you can see.
Anti-inflammatories.
Yeah, it's anti-inflammatories. <Yes. laughs> But yeah, so the show's great for public knowledge and just... Mm. Yeah, educating everyone.
It's just publicising talent that's out there and finding that someone like yourself who may not have been discovered to get out there and showcase what you can do.
Yeah, for sure.
There you go.
And one exciting thing that you're about to do, you're about to go on tour. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, that's really exciting because I get to meet up with the rest of the top 10 in Sydney in a couple of weeks. We do 16 shows, which I think it's 17 shows now because we've added an extra show in Melbourne on Wednesday the 8th, which apparently there's really good tickets available. So,
all right, get in there. Tech.
Yep. So we're going to be showing the best from the show.
So you've got to rehearse again, go through ones that you learnt in a week, the routines that you learnt with the other guys. You've got to pick up the reins and get back into it.
Yeah, lots of the group routines. Yep. Everyone's doing a duo. We're all doing a solo. I'm doing a new dance with Ben. We're doing a Broadway number, so that should be
lovely. Yeah.
Must be really nice to catch up with them because you're in Melbourne. They're all in Sydney.
Yes. It'll be a reunion. I mean, I haven't stopped talking to them. We keep chatting and keep in touch. But yeah, we were such a close knit group. So yeah,
you must be because you go through so much together during the show, training so hard and
definitely
mentally and physically. Yep. Exhausting.
And emotionally, and yeah, just we're all there for each other, so it'd be good. Like, they're my new
your new family. Have you got a favorite dance routine that you're looking forward to getting back into?
There's quite a few there, so I really can't choose. I'm doing Single Ladies again, which is good.
I did Single Ladies a couple of weeks ago.
You have something in common with
I had to do a dance routine. I had to make up here in the studio.
Can I see it?
I'll show you after the show. Cool, that won't be a problem. Cool. I'll give you a few tips. Yeah,
fabulous.
I did a bit of Running Man. I threw some sprinkler in there, I reckon, as well.
Yeah, nice.
Not bad. Yeah.
Now, we're committed to you being real... really, really prepared for the tour. So we've got a bit of a challenge for you in a second. Are you ready for it?
Okay.
And when you just thought that all the judging had finished, we'll have a few messages from our sponsors
challenge.
And we'll be back.
This is a podcast from Joy 94.9, a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station. For more content, please go to our website at joy.org.au or, if you're in Melbourne, tune in to Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, you're listening to the Hump Day Crew. We've got Penny and Jason Coleman from So You Think You Can Dance in the studios. Now, Penny, we want to make sure that you're ready for the tour. You had an injury and we need to make sure you're okay. Ginny is sitting next to you. She has had at least 3 ballroom dancing lessons.
She
goes out at least once a month and dances for at least
once
an hour.
Once a month. That much, Agent.
Oh, that much.
She's very prepared. So you guys are going to have a bit of a dance-off. We're going to send you out of the studio now because there's not enough room in here.
Sure.
And we'll commentate for you. If Ginny and Penny want to jump outside.
Okay.
Studio,
here we go.
We've got a bit of...
It's lucky there's a big window, isn't it?
Yeah.
There is.
So out point. They go. And Ginny's been limbering up all morning. I don't know if you noticed that, Jason, earlier. Penny's thrown a head move straight in.
Now,
this is good stuff. This is radio at its finest.
Now, of course, you can't see this at the moment, but we are filming it and you will be able to get it on our blog in a couple of hours' time. But it's a bit of Run DMC. It's like that. Someone's called the station.
How dare they call
They're
us?
They're talking at our front desk. So we've got to be quiet.
It's the police. No, it's not really.
It's not. We're okay. So they're going to be dancing to a tune at the moment. And the thing is, you can't... Oh,
Penny's
okay.
off.
It started, obviously. We can't actually hear this song. It's going to make it a little bit tricky.
Dancing, of course, is always such a great medium for radio.
Yes, and Penny has just done a couple of head swooshes. Just a warm up.
We call that a swirl. Running man coming across here now, which is always a worry.
Oh, she's got a face.
I call that the rabbit, that step.
Yeah. So Ginny's thrown. So Jason, talk us through the expert moves at Ginny and
Penny's. Well, Penny's come across the front right now doing 2 howdy doodies and a pork pie hat. Here comes Ginny with a shuffle hop pivot step. Walk, walk, walk. I think she just reverse parked. Oh, we've got some jazz flair, our little hop skip steps coming across there. Ginny looks terribly worried, is slightly being outdanced by the very glamorous Penny who has gotten up this morning and straightened her hair before we started. I think Ginny has just got onto a very small elevator.
Yeah, she's just on the elevator.
Both down on the ground, and I hope that's contemporary.
It doesn't really matter if we can't hear the song because they don't seem to be sticking to the music. And it's going well so far. Ginny's just throwing some sort of running man. I think they're coming back into the studio.
I think we might get them back in the studio.
But
they need that music that Bugs Bunny has. You know, when they, overture. Lights. This is it. The night of nights. Because it had that very comic past the window vibe to it, didn't
it,
boys?
It was very good. Well, thank you for doing that,
you're
ladies.
Very technical.
It was technical, and you look quite tired. Penny hasn't even broke out into a sweat, and Ginny, you look like you're in a world of trouble.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yep. There we go. Good panting. Well, you can check that out on our blog, can't you? Thehumpdaycrew.blogspot.com in a couple of hours.
That will be up by 10.
Very, very quickly. We don't have Nellie Bathing's weight, so I'll do it. That was great. Jason, what did you do?
Well, now I understand with a complete understanding here of, as I'm banging the bottom of the table, why they call it Joy FM.
That was a real joy, wasn't
that
it?
That was a joy.
Of course, you can catch Penny at on the tour. Of course, jump onto Ticketek to buy your tickets for that. They'll be at Rod Laver Arena.
And you're starting out on the 2nd of July, aren't you, Penny? The tour? Okay, you can get close to
them. It's my birthday!
Oh, yay! Happy birthday!
Come back!
Yeah, we'll get you back into the studio again as well, because I want to dance off against you.
That sounded like you get tickets to Penny at Ticketek. They're going to sell well. I think
the phones
are jammed already for that.
Coming to a venue near you.
And we have one quick question for Jason as well.
We have got a question for Jason, and this is from one of his fans. Jason, are you having any input into Homosexual Black at Billboard? Amy Delves is choreographing for the Dancers of the Day.
Okay, I'm glad the question kept going, because I thought the question was going to be, Jason, are you having any input into Homosexual? Full stop. And,
no, it went on a bit further.
Are we still talking about that? That was going to be my answer. Am I having an input into Homosexual the Party? That's at Billboard this weekend. Only in that Kitty Glitter, the hottest DJ in the country, is one of my bestest friends, and she's coming down from Sydney for the party. So
brilliant.
She sent me a text message the other day asking me if I'd go over and hang out and watch what she's doing. So I might even just turn up there.
Just pop in.
Just pop in.
So if you want to brush shoulders, brush pumps, brush...
You've got all your
pecs. Yeah, pecs.
Yeah.
Get along
there. Come up and have a squeeze.
Yeah. Me? Okay, I'm not doing anything this weekend, so I'll see you down at Billboard.
Jason and Penny, thank you very much for joining us today on the Hump Day Crew.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, this is Ads from the Hump Day Crew. Thank you so much for listening to another one of our podcasts, and thank you for supporting the Hump Day Crew and Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.